What up, K-State Nation? Another edition of the PPPD starts right now. The Purple Project Podcast, all things Kansas State, coming at you. First day in May. Eddie Greer, host of this podcast. Baseball news, folks. Coming off 2 out of 3 upset over 14th-ranked Texas Tech here in Manhattan, Kansas, in an thrilling weekend for K-State Nation. Everywhere here, for the first time in quite some time, your Kansas State baseball team is ranked inside the top 25, 22nd, entering this week and entering, of course, tomorrow's game against Wichita State, folks. Incredible. K-State, 22nd in the Collegiate Baseball Division I poll as of today. It came out a few hours ago. Of course, I was at work, so I wasn't paying attention until catching up on K-State Twitter, which all that means, your K-State University sports, football, men's basketball, women's basketball, and let's go ahead and throw in men's golf as well, and put in K-State baseball as well. They have been now all ranked inside the top 25 this year in the calendar year of 2022-23. Yes, I definitely agree with you, D. Scott. I know he tweeted out his thoughts earlier, and I'm going to be right there with you. This has to be a K-State first in K-State history. Unbelievable. This is why I wanted to do this podcast, for this exact reason. It's not just, again, I'm going to say it. You guys probably get tired of me saying it over and over. We just don't cover football and men's basketball. This is not what this is about. This is about all athletics being successful, and it's one of those years you get now and then, every one of those years that everything aligns in the right direction. And for this university, K-State, right here in Manhattan, Kansas, is one of those years, right? Big 12 champions, football, getting close to the Final Four in men's basketball, the women's basketball team making a deep run in the women's NIT tournament. Men's golf has been ranked all year long between, 18th to 24th, some in a range like that. And now you throw in K-State baseball. Pete Hughes has done a tremendous job here in year three, which, of course, I'm going to call out my co-host, Alex Aiden. He's been more critical than me on this podcast about this team and putting Pete Hughes on the hot seat. Well, I think he can take him off the hot seat for what he has done here so far. It's not over yet. Big week coming up for K-State baseball. I just mentioned they have to go on the road to Wichita State to try to get that revenge tomorrow night. But this is huge for K-State athletics, for K-State Nation, everywhere where you're living here in the state of Kansas or outside of the state of Kansas. This is something worth celebrating for as we're coming up on the near end of the calendar sports year for K-State athletics. Here and, oh yeah, by the way, K-State baseball keeps their hopes alive for an NCAA tournament postseason bid outside the Big 12 tournament, which again, this team going to be a lot more dangerous in the Big 12 tournament coming up, more so than they have been, because, you know, they've been closed, they didn't, for whatever reason, didn't make the plays or didn't close out games or whatnot, but for whatever reason, Pete Hughes' teams, the last couple of years, since he's taken over the program, have played very tough baseball in the Big 12 tournament, and I think they're going to be more tough out this year. But it's exciting stuff here for K-State sports here. Now you throw in K-State baseball, ranked 22nd in the nation going into this week, folks. Coming off that exciting series against the Red Raiders, who they were ranked 14th in the nation here. And let's not even throw this in here. I haven't mentioned this yet. K-State, in the Big 12, they're right behind Texas, or tied for second with Oklahoma State, 11-7 respectively in the conference. They're both trailing Texas right now. I don't know how many games back they are. I apologize for not having that with me, but that's the point. I wanted to get that out there as well. But huge news today, K-State making some big waves on the diamond, and the crowds were amazing at Toyin Family Stadium over the weekend, and it's only going to get even more bigger here as they're in right there in the thick of trying to get not only try to be right there for the Big 12 possible title. Who will be saying that? I know we joked around, or I know Alex has joked around about that. But now you probably put that in serious consideration here, given the fact that K-State has yet to play Oklahoma State. Yet, that series is now officially looming large for this Cats team. I believe that's in Stillwater. Yes, it is. The three-game series in Stillwater. Woo! That's going to be gigantic. But again, you got to take care of your own business. You got to go on the road to take on Wichita State tomorrow night. Again, that's the first pitch a little bit after 6. K-State lost to Wichita State not too long ago here in Toyton Family Stadium, 10-4. So, everything right now, obviously, when you have your football and your 1 and 2 sports teams doing well, that's awesome. But when you add a third in the mix, and yeah, your Big 3, yeah, oh, yeah, you can really make some hay now. And that's not even mentioning men's golf, where they've been doing all year long. Of course, in a couple of days, we're going to know where they're going to be going for regionals. Oh, by the way, men's golf. So they're preparing for regionals there as well. Another chance to get to the championship tournament on the men's golf side there as well. And women's basketball, exciting stuff there. Not only on the court, but off the court, getting the Gatorade Player of the Year from the transfer portal regionally as well. So all seasons are all firing right now. And not to mention new coach for volleyball as well, who's coming from a winning championship background, Final Four background as well, in Jason Mansfield. Ooh-wee! Right now, this is a great time to be a K-State Wildcat, folks. I know students are getting ready, seniors or underclassmen that are trying to graduate early, getting ready for those final tests and getting ready for graduation as well. It's going to be a heck of a month here in May, folks. Strap up, folks, of our K-State baseball, because P. Hughes has said it all year long. The toughness, the grit, it's legit by now, for sure. I had to hold back a couple episodes ago on the weekly edition of the podcast. I wanted to wait and see if they're going to be ranked. Well, Alex, K-State Nation, they're ranked, folks, 22nd. And pretty much now, if they handle their own business throughout now to the end of the year, who knows, they could be playing more postseason baseball out of the Big 12 tournament. We'll have to see about that. But big day for K-State University once again, folks. The K-State baseball team, manager Pete Hughes and company, sitting ranked 22nd in the Collegiate Baseball Division 1A rankings here coming into this week here. Huge congratulations there. But the work's not done. They got to go tomorrow night and try to take care of some revenge, some unfinished business against the Sockers tomorrow night. The Pearl Project Podcast. Get it. Wherever you get your podcast, your first time listening to this pod, oh, you come on at the right time. Welcome on board of the pod. Glad you're giving us a download and a listen. Next thing you need to do, again, I listed all these things, 5 programs within this university doing some big things. And now I'm throwing in track and field, putting down a 22 top 5 effort in Lawrence. This is the right time to join this podcast. Like I always say, subscribe, do what you do. If you love what you're hearing, make sure you subscribe to the podcast. I know we're gonna slow things down once baseball season comes to a close, whenever that is. Yes, well, there's a lot of coverage on that this weekend. You want to get caught up on that as well. I believe somewhere between now and Friday, I'm going to do an extra episode there on weekly, possibly. I know I wanted to catch up on K-State. Maybe we'll have to wait on that, but we'll see. We'll see. We'll go with the flow this week as well. I know there's going to be at least one weekly this week. So you want to make sure you're subscribed there and make sure you download and listen to the latest episode of the Pro Project Podcast weekly, episode 155. And get your questions in to me or my co-host Alex Aiden. You got till May 15th. May 15th. Do it. We want to hear from you guys, the listeners. If you got Twitter, K-State listeners out there, wherever you're in Junction City, Manhattan, Wamego, Kansas City, or outside the Midwest region, get your questions in. Get your questions in. We really want to do a monthly pod simply for the fans. Yes. So at Eddie_EG3 is my handle on Twitter. And my co-host Alex Aiden is AFA C-H-T-E-N-D-A-F-A is capitalized C-H-T-E-N lowercase as well. That's going to do it on another big time edition of the Pro Project Podcast Daily Edition. Eddie Greer, stay tuned for more K-State coverage here as we enter in to the month of May. This is the Purple Project Podcast Daily Edition. Go Cats!